Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. From Mecca, Saudi Arabia, Qibla al-Muslimin, the Qibla of all the Muslim, the Haram of Allah, I bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I'm going to tell you is the truth, and Allah bear witness to me. One sister, she asked me the question, the one you see. And the bottom line, how to keep my heart clean, pure, for sabilillah, for goodness sake, for my goodness. My heart is aching. My chest is tight. I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, every human being born with fitrah, every human being born with purity. And after that, we gain culture, custom, the nafs, shayateen. And let me tell you something very simple and very powerful, only if you comprehend it. Imagine I go to Allah and tell him, thank you, Allah. I value you, Ya Allah. I respect you, Ya Allah. I trust you, Allah. But do you remember what you did, Ya Allah? Do you remember what happened? Do you remember these incidents? You remember 5 years ago? You remember 6 years ago? You remember? Can I go to Allah and love him and complain to him? Can I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and value him and respect him and honor our relationship between me and Allah, and I have things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, my brother. Yes, my brother and sister, this is what we do. This why I find even among my family, people do a lot of kufr, a lot of shirk, a lot of doubt, a lot of resentment against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you remember the qadr? The qadr is ordained. When a Muslim living the qadr of Allah, and he believes he's living the qadr of Allah, okay, you make a mistake against me. What Allah want me to do? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam want me to do? I will tell you. I will tell you, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Allah bear witness, what I'm going to tell you is the truth, and I'm responsible. 99% of the time we are a kafir of Allah, kafir of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we do not feel it. Because when a condition rise, what we do? We act up against Allah wa Rasuluh. We act up according to our genetic and culture. We act up even something worse than that, according to the shaitan waswasa. We acting up according to philosopher, according to Jewish scholar and Christian scholar, according to disbeliever. I'm quoting a poem from here, a quote from here. Imagine when 99% of my time I'm quoting non-Muslim. I am taking them as my ruler. I'm taking them as my messenger and prophet. I'm taking them as my teacher and role model. I'm quoting them in my talk, in my thought, and I do not feel it. Who I am belong to? If I die now, can the angel when they ask me, why you have this in your heart? I said, oh, professor so-and-so said so. The author so-and-so said so. The writer so-and-so said so. The author of book so-and-so said so. But I will not able to say, Allah said so. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so. The companion said so. Wa sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, my ummah will follow the footsteps of the non-Muslim and the disbeliever. I bear witness to Allah, and I'm responsible in Mecca and Haram. I know many people around me. They believe in Jewish mentality and scholar. They believe in a non-Muslim above Allah wa Rasuluh. they adopting their own thought, they adopting their own understanding in life, and they mix it up. And they aware or not aware. And when a situation arises, they have a complete beautiful bank of information belong to all the non-Muslim more than Allah wa Rasulu. They can quoting you all this beautiful author, non-Muslim, but they cannot quote Allah wa Rasulu. They cannot quote companion. They do not have a role model of a woman of the early days. Where is Khadija radiallahu anha? Where is Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen? Where is other? Is this not supposed to be our role model? By this way, the sister, she asking the question, is very simple and very difficult. You remember Luqman al-Hakim, I repeat it with you many times. What he said to his son before he died, my son, I will teach you 4 words. If you know them and you're living them, you enter Jannah. And if you do not learn them and living them, you enter Jahannam, wal'ayadu billah. He asked, what is that, my father? He said, remember to and forget to. Remember Allah and remember death. And forget the goodness you're doing it to people. And forget the evil of other doing it to you. Evil, not a mistake. I bear witness to Allah. I know some people in my life and in my family. They used to have beautiful quality, unbelievable quality. It melt you. And one day, they tell me, I'm no more like my quality. I don't believe my quality work. I have to be nasty. I have to be drama queen. I have to be. And they quoting all the bad quality. Imagine when Allah decorated you with quality so beautiful. And he said, Allah, I don't like your quality. I like the quality of shaitan, ya Allah. Ya Allah, I'm pleased with the quality of shaitan. And I do not please with the quality of you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, I'm a kafir of the quality you give me. I prefer to follow the footsteps of shaitan. And I don't like to follow your steps, ya Allah, and your prophet, ya Allah. Imagine how many of us Allah decorate us with beautiful quality. And we take the quality, we give it to shaitan. We give it to shaitan. And we said, shaitan, come, manipulate my quality. Destroy my quality. Decrease me. And disgrace me, dunya and akhirah, with your quality, shaitan. The beloved quality Allah give me, I will not honor it. I don't like it. Give me a shaitan, give me. Give me some of your quality, shaitan. I like to decorate myself with quality from you, ya shaitan. Imagine when Allah give you quality so beautiful and you prefer to adopt the quality of shaitan. You prefer to adopt the quality of evils and you think this is so beautiful. It's so beautiful to be nasty. It's so beautiful to be arrogant. It's so beautiful to not forgive. It's so beautiful to not let it go. It's so beautiful to make a drama from nothing. It's so beautiful to keep in your heart things happen 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years. I have even some of my family tell me, you remember when you did 25 years? 25 years! My dear brothers, Islam, when you carry the negativity of other or the mistake of other or the evil of other in your heart, what benefit will do to you? What benefit will do to you in your heart? What will benefit you to do in your heart in this time in your life? And what benefit will do to you in a time, in a grave and meeting Allah? Tell me, if I claim I'm a Muslim, I follow Allah wa Rasulu, I follow the teaching of Rasulullah, is this our talk? Is this our behavior? Wallahi, my brother, wallahi, I'm aching. I'm so aching and choking. I see a lot of people disgrace themselves, dunya and akhirah, losing their life, dunya and akhirah. Why? Because they prefer shaitan. They prefer shaitan. They prefer the non-Muslim above Allah wa Rasulu. I bear witness. I mean it. I mean it from Mecca. I mean it. We're reading for non-Muslim more than we need reading about the companion of Rasulullah Sallam. We're reading and we're seeking guidance and wisdom from them. This is why we're quoting them. We're quoting them. We are so manipulated by them and we do not feel it. We do not feel it. By this way, the person, he or she send me the question, I tell her, seeking knowledge is one, memorizing knowledge is one, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants us to make a mujahada. By this way, now I'm going to give you the steps how to have a clean heart. Number one, remember Allah. You have to. All the people I tell you about it, they do not remember Allah. They cannot. Like shayateen incarnation. Non-stop nonsense. Dhikrullah is almost seldom. And you want the person to be belong to Allah? By this way, dhikrullah is a crucial. And even do dhikrullah loud. I bear witness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I make last night certain dua between me and Allah. And the main thing, I'm choked. I'm really choked from our condition. We're refusing the message of Allah wa Rasuluh. Because Allah give it to us. Allah show it to us. Again, number one, dhikrullah. Number two, remember death. If you remember you're going to die tonight, tell me what topic you carry in your heart. And number three, journey of Iman is a must. Why? Because journey of Iman will allow you to know what to do and not to do in any given time. It will allow you to know how to react or react in any given time. You're supposed to be as a mu'min governed by Allah wa Rasulullah. Now, go back to Rasulullah. Okay, somebody made a mistake, 2 mistakes, 10 mistakes, 100 mistakes. What about the people who torture daily in the jail? How they can thank Allah? How they can do hamd? How they can do sajda? Imagine a person commit a mistake against us or tons of mistakes. We cannot let it go. We have to sleep day and night and keep going back and forth. And in a very blessing time, we have to bubble up. No, shaitan, bubble what you have in your heart. By this way, to clean up your heart, you have to clean. Af, maghfira. Do you want Allah to give you af and maghfira? Do the same to a human being. You will see. The sister, she said, I feel peace and tranquility. Yes, correct. You remember Allah? Remember death? You have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasuluh. You have to be really belong to Allah wa rasuluh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Islam is so beautiful. Islam is so beautiful. Islam is so beautiful. Iman is so beautiful. Iman is so beautiful. Iman is so beautiful. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is very short. Read the companion life. Read the companion life. Read the advice of Rasulullah SAW in any action and reaction. Ask yourself all the time, is me belong to Allah wa Rasuluh? Is me quoting a verse in Quran or a hadith or a wisdom from one of the companion? Or I'm quoting whom? Write down your thought and see if it fit to whom. And all this, forgive me, this is called Iman. What happened if my Iman is weak? All the drama will happen and shaitan take over. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Time is very short. Peace and tranquility is high. If you love the peace and tranquility, this is what the companion said. We used to guard them. Guard your quality. Guard it. It's not easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us we have to go through mujahada. And we have to go through mujahada. My dear brother and sister in Islam, from Mecca, from the haram of Allah, I bear witness to Allah. Please clean up before you go too late. Because once you go in the grave, you cannot blame nobody. You cannot complain about nobody. And Allah will tell you what you did, who you follow, where is Allahu Akbar, where is my Habib Rasulullah SAW teaching in your heart. What are you going to say? Prepare the answer to Allah. You will be fine. Don't worry about people. Don't worry about people. People will be dead. Their mistake is between them and Allah. And your heart is between you and Allah. May Allah give us pure heart. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us pure journey of Iman. And allow us to live journey of Iman. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. O Allah, with barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do, Ya Allah. And make it a source of blessing for all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the way, my dear sister in Islam, and if that not that, custom, culture, habit, mama, said, daddy, so, auntie, you name it. And we're supposed to say Allah wa Rasulah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.